things you want to do tonight. Our cry is that every one of them might be accomplished. That nothing will be left unfulfilled of that which is in your heart tonight. We release your spirit tonight that has been sent to accomplish your purpose and your thoughts in the name of Jesus Christ.
L'esprit qui a été envoyé pour accomplir ton objectif et tes pensées au nom de Jésus Christ.
Thank you, my Father.
Merci, mon
Père. We bless you.
Nous te bénissons.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Au nom de Jésus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for the opportunity to gather here tonight. Hallelujah. Whenever God summons his people together, there is always something in his heart.
Whenever God brings his people together,
there is always something he wants to preach.
There is something that he wants to say.
Hallelujah. There is something he wants to do. Praise the name of the Lord.
Alleluia.
You see, when God speaks,
quand God parle,
it is not just a speaking,
ce n'est pas seulement par les temps,
it is also a doing.
C'est aussi fait, c'est une action.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Alleluia.
It's not like man,
ce n'est pas comme l'homme,
that can say something
qui peut dire quelque chose,
and then he may not be able to do it.
Et puis, il ne peut pas le faire ou l'accomplir.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
Now, God's word,
la parole de
Dieu, is spiritual reality.
C'est une réalité spirituelle.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to walk with God,
et si tu veux marcher avec Dieu,
one of the first things that we have to learn,
une des premières choses que tu dois apprendre,
is how to relate to what God has spoken.
C'est comment appliquer ce que Dieu a dit.
It is the difference between life and death.
C'est la différence entre la vie et la mort.
Between the person who is an overcomer and the man who is a failure.
Entre la personne qui est un vainqueur et celui qui a échoué.
My prayer this weekend,
ma prière ce weekend,
is in line with what the Lord is putting upon my heart.
Et bien à ce que Dieu a mis dans mon cœur.
That before we leave this city,
avant que nous quittions cette ville,
something will happen to you.
Amen.
That will change your relationship with the Word of God.
Qui va changer ta relation avec la parole de Dieu.
The Word of God will come out of this book.
La parole de Dieu va venir de sa vie, de la Bible, de cette vie.
It will even come out of the mouth of man.
Va venir de la bouche de l'homme.
It will now become something inside you.
Et va devenir, se transformer en quelque chose en toi.
That has the power to change you.
Qui a le pouvoir de te changer.
And has the power to change your environment.
Et le pouvoir de changer ton environnement.
It has the power to affect people around you.
Et de toucher tous qui sont autour de toi.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That's what we mean when we talk about the resurrection.
C'est ça que nous voulons dire par la résurrection.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It is the word of God planted inside you.
C'est la parole de Dieu qui est plantée en nous.
That has been lying there dormant for a long time.
Qui a été dormant dans
people don't know that there is something inside you.
Les gens ne savent pas qu'il y a quelque chose en toi.
You've been talking about it.
Tu parles de cette chose.
But now people want to see it.
Les gens doivent le voir.
I want to see it walking around you.
Nous voulons voir cette chose marcher à côté de toi.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight I want to start off something.
Ce soir je veux commencer quelque chose.
You know, and I trust that through this weekend,
weekend,
we are going to build up on it.
Nous allons construire notre parole.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Something must change in the way we see.
Quelque chose doit changer dans notre façon de voir.
That when you walk along the streets,
quand tu marches dans les rues,
you need to know who is walking along the streets.
Tu dois savoir qui marche dans les rues.
It's important that you do that.
C'est très important que tu le fasses.
Because a lot of the times, because we don't know who is walking along the streets,
parce que nous ne savons pas qui marche à côté de nous,
we are not able to relate to this environment.
Nous ne sommes pas capables de le lier à cet environnement.
The way we ought to.
De la façon dans laquelle nous devons.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let me read Isaiah chapter 55.
Je vais lire Isaïe 55.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to read from verse 6.
Verset 6.
It says, seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways. Are we translating?
Yes.
Or do I finish reading?
Finish.
Okay. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. and let him return to the Lord, and he will, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For you shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace, and the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Cherchez l'Éternel pendant qu'il se trouve. Invoquez-le tandis qu'il est prêt. Que le méchant abandonne sa voie et l'homme d'iniquité ses pensées. Qu'il retourne à l'Éternel qui aura pitié de lui. À notre Dieu qui ne se laisse pas de pardonner. Car mes pensées ne sont pas vos pensées, et vos voix ne sont pas mes voix, dit l'Éternel. Autant les cieux sont élevés au-dessus de la terre, autant mes voix sont élevées au-dessus de vos voix. Et mes pensées au-dessus de vos pensées. Comme la pluie et la neige descendent dessus, et ils ne retournent pas sans avoir arrosé, fécondé la terre, et faire germer les plantes, sans avoir donné de la semence au semeur, ainsi on est pire de ma parole qui sort ma bouche. Elle ne retourne point à moi sans effet, sans avoir exécuté ma volonté et accompli mes desseins. Et vous serez conduits en paix. Les montagnes et les collines éclateront d'allégresse devant vous. Et tous les arbres de la campagne battront des mains. Au lieu de l'épine s'élèvera le cyprès. Au lieu de la rose croîtra la myrte. Et ce sera pour l'Éternel une gloire, un moment perpétuel, impérissable. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we are going to learn something today.
Aujourd'hui, nous allons laisser quelque chose.
About the Word of God.
Nous allons apprendre quelque chose de la parole de Dieu.
And about ourselves.
Et de nous-mêmes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now something that would change us. Praise the name of the Lord and change the way we relate to the word of God. Now, God was speaking to the children of Israel and he was encouraging them to seek him while he may be found. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, first let me say this. You will not always be able to find God. So don't take God for granted. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times we think, okay, yeah, anytime I want, I can always go and find God. Don't assume that. Hallelujah. Now, we have a window.
Nous avons une fenêtre.
An opportunity.
Une opportunité.
A time frame.
Un temps limité.
In which we are to make every effort.
Dans lequel nous devons faire tout effort.
Obtain something.
D'obtenir quelque chose.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Alleluia.
Now, it's important that we know why we are going to do that. We'll go through that through this week.
Il est important de savoir pourquoi nous devons faire cela et nous allons voir ça pendant cette semaine.
And I trust that God will help us.
Et je prie que Dieu nous.
When you came into this world,
monde,
hallelujah, nobody consulted you.
Personne ne t'a demandé.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It was not your choice.
C'était pas ta choix.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So don't leave this world as if everything is all about your choice, your choice, your choice. No.
Ne vis pas dans ce monde comme si tout dépend de tes choix.
Don't assume that you can always do anything that you want to do.
Ne crois pas que tu peux faire tout ce que tu veux faire.
Now, as we're going to see when we get into this word, somebody sent you into this world.
Quelqu'un est entré dans ce monde.
Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody sent you into this world. One of the key things you must discover in life is the purpose for which you were sent here. You have the choice to ignore it and to continue living the way you want to live. But as we are also going to see, when you read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10, praise the name of the Lord, he says that we must stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account for the things that we have done while we are in this body. It is not to say whether you go to heaven or go to hell. It is in relation to how much you are able to accomplish the purpose of him that sent you. It is the weighing of the quantity of your life. As a Christian, in relation to the very thoughts
en relation avec tes pensées
and the mind of the one who brought you into this room. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a thought that we are going to run through this week. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we are in a time when Christians will have become lawless. I think I can wake up and just do what I want to do today. No, Jesus prayed. He said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done."
This
is how you are to pray. Praise the name of the Lord. For every day there is a divine plan. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this must change your life. So that you are not wasting your time. Because that time actually doesn't belong to you also. We are also going to see that time is a very precious commodity that must be used wisely. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Because time will also run out. Praise the name of the Lord. So, I'm going to stand to be evaluated in relation to the calling of God upon my life. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, that will determine whether your life has been a waste. You may be born again, but your life will be worth nothing at the end of the day. You may end up like a man pulled out of a burning house. The man escaped the fire.
L'homme a échappé le feu.
But he came out with nothing.
Il est sorti main vide.
He didn't even come out with his clothes.
Il est sorti nu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this week your thought will run to.
Cette semaine, tes pensées.
What is the purpose of my being here? Have I discovered that purpose? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You see, in John chapter 17,
en Jean 17,
when Jesus began to speak to the Father,
quand Jésus priait à son Père,
that prayer in John chapter 17,
cette prière en Jean 17
was actually giving an account of his life.
Il donnait le compte de sa vie. Il était en train de rendre compte de sa vie.
He said, Father,
il a dit, Père,
the purpose for which you sent me,
l'objectif pour lequel tu m'as envoyé,
the assignment that you gave me,
la tâche que tu m'as donné,
I have accomplished it.
Accompli.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
How did he know that he had accomplished it?
Qu'il a su qu'il avait accompli cette tâche?
Because he knew the assignment.
Parce qu'il connaissait la tâche.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You cannot accomplish an assignment that you don't know what
tu
it
peux
is.
Pas accomplir une tâche que tu ne comprends pas.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So this week,
cette semaine,
it is a time to seek the Lord.
C'est le temps de chercher l'Éternel.
Part of where we are going to seek him is, first of all, we have to find out who are we. Who am I?
Qui suis-je?
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I need to know who I am.
Je dois savoir qui je suis.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Because everything that God created,
Parce que tout ce que Dieu a créé,
he created for a purpose.
Il a créé pour un but.
Do you understand that?
Comprenez cela?
When a shoe does not know that it's a shoe,
quand un soulier ne sait pas que c'est un soulier,
it will not be able to serve the purpose for which it was created.
Ça va servir l'objectif pour lequel il a été.
You may end up wanting to be a calf.
Et pour peut-être vouloir devenir un chapeau.
And then there's going to be a problem.
Et il y aura un problème.
Because if I take the shoe and put it on the head,
si je prends ma chaussure et je mets sur ma tête,
it's not just going to fit there.
Il ne va pas, entrer.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of the major reasons why we have a problem in the church is because of the people who don't know who they are,
parce que les gens à l'église ne savent pas qu'ils sont,
and the purpose for which they were called,
et l'objectif pour lequel ils ont été appelés.
So we have problems.
Donc nous avons des problèmes.
Not two individuals,
il n'y a pas deux individus,
are called for exactly the same purpose.
Ils sont appelés pour le même.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When you begin to find out what you are called to do,
tu commences à comprendre,
and you begin to do it, the Bible said everybody will fit into the design,
la parole de Dieu a dit, tout le monde va entrer dans le,
and there will be no schism in the body.
Il n'y aura pas de lacune dans le corps.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When there is friction in the body,
quand il y a la friction dans le corps,
somebody,
quelqu'un,
and some people,
et quelque personne,
have not discovered,
n'ont pas découvert
their purpose,
leur but,
and they are just not, you know, that. In fact, they become a problem in the church. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus said,
Jésus a dit,
he said, Father,
la dit, Père,
I have finished the assignment.
J'ai fini la...
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Paul also said the same thing.
Paul a dit la même chose.
He said, I have finished my work.
Il a dit, j'ai fini, j'ai accompli,
because he knew what he was called
parce
for.
Qu'il savait la raison pour laquelle il a dit.
So he knew when he finished it.
Il a compris quand il avait fini.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Men in the word of God,
les hommes dans la parole de Dieu,
knew their calling.
Ils savaient pourquoi ils étaient appelés.
And they knew when they had finished their assignment.
Ils savaient quand ils avaient accompli.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that must be our own life too.
Ça doit être notre vie aujourd'hui.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So we are to seek the Lord now,
nous devons chercher Dieu maintenant,
while he may be found.
Il est pris.
We are living in a day of grace.
Nous vivons dans la période de grâce.
A day of divine favor.
Des jours de faveur divine.
A day of opportunity.
Des jours de l'opportunité.
We must learn how to step in.
Nous devons savoir comment entrer dedans.
And take advantage of it.
Prendre.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't wait for tomorrow.
N'attendez pas demain.
There may not always be tomorrow.
Peut-être qu'il n'y aura pas toujours demain.
Don't always assume,
faut pas toujours pour
that every time you pray,
que chaque fois que tu pries,
that God will hear.
Que Dieu va entendre.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
You hear because God opens a door.
Vous entendez parce que Dieu ouvre la porte.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You hear because God gives you favor. He said, in an accepted time, I have heard you.
Tu entends parce que Dieu te donne la faveur, parce qu'il a dit dans un temps accepté, je t'ai entendu.
In a day of salvation, I have responded to you.
Dans le jour de salut, je t'ai répondu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When Esau began to cry out to the father,
quand Esau a commencé à crier à son père,
father said, it's late.
Le père a dit, il est tard.
You did not know your calling as a firstborn.
Tu n'as pas compris ta place comme fils.
You went about chasing other things.
Tu es allé chasser autre chose.
Somebody who valued this thing more than you,
quelqu'un qui a valorisé cette chose plus que moi,
has stepped in and taken it from you.
Il l'a déjà pris.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And it is important that we know,
il est important pour nous,
that we are all to value spiritual things.
Que nous devons valoriser les choses spirituelles.
You must make it a priority.
Ça doit être une priorité.
Because somebody else can step in,
quelqu'un d'autre peut venir,
and take what you are supposed to have.
Prendre ce que tu dois avoir.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so here we are at this time.
Nous sommes ici maintenant.
Praise the name of the Lord. God is speaking to us.
Dieu est en train de nous parler.
He said that as the rain comes down,
la vie, quand, comme la pluie tombe,
and the snow,
la neige descend,
and does not return back,
elle rentre pas,
without accomplishing my purpose. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When the rain comes from the heavens,
quand la pluie tombe, descend du ciel,
there is a divine purpose attached to it.
Il y a un objectif divin attaché.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It is supposed to impact the earth. And after a while, you begin to see things grow from the earth. That is the purpose for which the rain was sent. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together?
Yes.
Good. Now, every one of us here, was sent into this earth for a divine purpose. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus, the Bible says concerning Jesus, it was said, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offerings, that's not what you're interested in. He said, but you have given me a body. I come to do your will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This body is a vehicle to express the divine purpose. So this weekend, we're going to find out what is the purpose of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, the Bible said that Jesus, the Logos, was made flesh.
La parole dit que la parole a été chair.
Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, the Greek word that was used there, Logos,
la parole grecque qui a été utilisée
in John chapter 1,
en Jean 1,
hallelujah,
mm-hmm,
means the thought of God.
Signifie les pensées de Dieu.
The plan of God.
Le plan de Dieu.
The purpose of God.
L'objectif de Dieu.
The desire of God.
Le désir de Dieu.
The pleasure of God.
Plaisir de Dieu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That is something that God planned inside his heart.
Il y a quelque chose que Dieu a mis dans son cœur.
When he said, let us make man in our own image.
Faire l'homme à notre image.
God has a plan.
Il avait quelque chose.
He has a thought.
Il avait une pensée.
He has an idea.
Il avait une idée.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It is that idea that is called Logos.
C'est cette idée qui s'appelle Logos.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is something in his thoughts. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. You must understand that. That as I am here today, inside me, there is God's thoughts. Inside me, there is also my own thoughts. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
These two thoughts are in conflict. One with another. God says his thoughts are high.
Dieu dit que ses pensées sont très élevées.
When I begin to respond to the thoughts of God,
quand je commence à répondre à ses pensées de Dieu,
it begins to take me up.
Il commence à me...
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When I begin to respond to my own thoughts,
quand je commence à répondre à mes propres pensées,
it takes me down.
Il m'amène à descendre.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So we see a conflict.
Il y a un conflict.
So when Jesus says, not my will but your will,
quand Dieu dit pas ma volonté mais ta volonté,
something had happened inside him.
Quelque chose s'est passé en lui.
He had opted to disconnect from his own thoughts and connect to God's thoughts. It was a choice that he made. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the thoughts of God,
les pensées de Dieu,
we are embedded inside each and every one of us. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When I was birthed in this world, God had a thought attached to me. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has a plan attached to me. He has a desire attached to me. Now, for each and every one of us, there is a thought that God wants to have a man in his own image. This was the thought behind your creation. It was the thought behind my creation. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So, until I arise in the image of God in this earth, the thought of God is not accomplished. And that's why on that day at the River Jordan, the first man to come forth in the image of God, to completely cast down his own thoughts, and cast down his own will and dedicate his life to the accomplishment and manifestation of the will of the Father.
Hallelujah.
God said, that's the man. God says, that's the man. That was the ministry of John the Baptist. To talk, say, look at the man.
Il a dit, voici l'homme.
This is the thought of God.
Ça, c'est le pensée de Dieu.
This is the word of God.
Ça, c'est la parole de Dieu.
This is the mind of God.
Ça, c'est le
pensée. This is the purpose of God.
Ça, c'est l'objectif de Dieu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the man.
Voici l'homme.
The ministry that God is giving us today,
le ministère que Dieu nous donne aujourd'hui,
is to turn man,
c'est de tourner l'homme
towards this purpose,
vers cet objectif,
towards this reality,
vers cette réalité,
so that your life will not be a waste.
Pour que ta vie ne soit pas un gaspillage.
You know, the world that we are battling with,
le La parole.
Le monde. Has a game plan. The game plan is very simple. To put certain things before your eyes.
De mettre certaines choses devant vos yeux.
To stir up certain desires within you.
D'allumer certains désirs en vous.
To put in certain ambitions within you.
Quelques ambitions en vous.
You know, we have big ambitions.
Nous avons des grandes ambitions.
Hallelujah. We want to become governor of Goma. President of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Managing Director, United Nations. You understand? We have all kinds of great ambitions. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That the enemy is just using to draw you. To draw you away from that purpose.
De l'objectif de Dieu.
The enemy is just using it to draw you.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So we have a conflict. You remember a man, Moses. Moses had the same conflict. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Moses was to be a deliverer for Israel. But his natural environment, he was born in the house of Pharaoh. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, why the story of Moses is very important to us is that outwardly, everybody thought that Moses was the son of Pharaoh. As far as the eyes could see,
les yeux le voyaient,
praise the name of the Lord, Moses was a prince.
Moïse comme prince.
He could have been walking around as a prince.
Il pouvait marcher partout, dire qu'il est prince.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But actually, as far as Egypt was concerned,
en ce qui concerne l'Egypte,
Moses was a slave.
Moïse était un esclave.
He was the son of a slave.
C'était le fils d'un esclave.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. No.
But outwardly, he was a prince.
Mais dehors, à l'extérieur, c'était un prince.
He could have continued to become a pharaoh of Egypt.
Il aurait pu continuer jusqu'à devenir le pharaon d'Égypte.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He would have had great power.
Il aurait pu avoir beaucoup de pouvoir.
Great wealth.
Beaucoup de richesses.
Beautiful women.
Beaucoup de femmes très belles.
Popularity.
La popularité.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
This is why we have problem today, isn't it?
Pour cela, nous avons des problèmes aujourd'hui.
The whole of Africa.
Toute l'Afrique.
You become a president.
Deviens président.
You don't want to leave power
je
again.
Ne veux pas partir.
So others want that power.
Les autres veulent ce pouvoir.
If you will not leave, there will be no peace.
Si tu ne quittes pas, il n'y aura pas la paix.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is man's purpose.
Il y a l'objectif de l'homme.
And there is God's purpose.
Il y a l'objectif de Dieu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
No, so as we go on, we will see that.
En continuant à étudier, nous allons voir.
It took something to happen to Pharaoh.
Que quelque chose s'est passé pour que Pharaoh voie.
God generated a situation.
Dieu a créé une situation.
And he began to realize.
Et Pharaoh a commencé.
I am not an Egyptian.
Je ne suis pas
I am an Israelite.
Il a commencé à comprendre qu'il n'était pas.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
He
began to discover himself.
He
began to find out. He said, what is my calling? My calling is to be a deliverer for my people. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Something began to change about his life. That brought him to a point where he was willing to leave all that Egypt had to offer.
In order
to accomplish the purpose of God for his life.
When
he was doing that, some people felt he was stupid. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Abandoning such opportunity. But today, nobody knows the name of that Pharaoh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nobody knows the names of the great men of Egypt.
Personne ne parle des noms des grands hommes d'Égypte.
But everybody knows Moses.
Mais tout le monde connaît Moïse.
Whether you're a Christian or unbeliever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The name of Moses is there and it will be there for all eternity.
Le nom de Moïse est là et sera là dans toute l'éternité.
Because of a choice that he made.
À cause de le choix qu'il a fait.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this weekend we're going to make a choice.
So weekend nous allons faire un choix.
You understand me? You are going to make a choice.
Vous allez faire un choix.
I am going to make a choice.
Je vais faire un choix.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is a thought of God.
Yeah, une pensée de Dieu.
That is a plan of God.
Qui est le plan de Dieu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That was embedded in you.
Qui a été mis en moi.
When he brought you into this world.
Quand Dieu t'a mis là.
Now, do not go to your grave.
Ne va pas à ta tombe.
Carrying that plan like that.
Avec ce plan en toi.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Many have gone. That plan never came, it was never better. Their lives are wastes. they will lie forgotten.
Ils seront oubliés.
But the Bible says, he that does the will of God,
celui qui fait la volonté de Dieu,
hallelujah, his name will abide forever.
Son nom sera,
praise the name of the Lord. For some of us today, it's more important to be known as a fashion superstar. It's important for us to rise to the peak of our career. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, so that the world will know us and see us. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But then there is another world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you known in that world?
Est-ce que tu es connu dans ce monde?
One devil said, I know Paul.
Y a un diable qui a dit, je connais Paul.
Where did the devil meet Paul?
Où est-ce qu'il l'a rencontré?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a place where spirits gather.
Y a un endroit où les esprits se réunissent.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And spirits know spirits.
Et les esprits se connaissent.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Paul said, we are unknown among men.
Paul a dit, parmi les hommes, nous sommes des inconnus.
And yet we are well known.
Mais nous sommes bien connus.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, they say they don't know who are these men.
Se sont demandé, qui sont ces hommes?
But where it matters, they are known.
Mais là où il est très important, ils sont connus.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God said something.
Dieu a dit quelque chose.
He said, as the rain comes down,
comme la pluie descend,
so shall my word be.
Telles seront mes paroles.
My logos.
Mes logos.
So shall Ronald be. That goes forth out of my mouth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said, I come from the Father.
Jésus a dit, je viens du Père.
I am come into the world.
Je suis venu dans le monde.
I go back to the Father.
Je rentre à mon Père.
But when I'm returning to the Father,
quand je rentre à mon Père,
I will not return empty.
Je ne vais pas rentrer vide.
I will not return void. I will not return without accomplishing the purpose for which I was sent into this world. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God will help us to discover this purpose.
Dieu va nous aider à découvrir cet objectif.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus told the disciples.
Jésus a dit à ses disciples.
He told the Father, I said, I have given your name to them.
Il a dit, je l'ai donné ton nom.
The purpose for which he came,
l'objectif pour lequel il est venu,
was to carry the Father's name,
c'était pour porter le nom du Père,
the Father's nature,
la nature du Père,
the Father's glory,
la gloire du Père,
the life of the Father,
et la vie de son
and
Père,
give it to a people.
Et de le transférer à son peuple.
I have transferred God's nature to you.
Il a transféré la nature de Dieu à nous.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
What I've given you,
ce que je vous donne,
is like a seed.
C'est comme une semence.
I've given you seed.
Je vous ai donné une semence.
I've given you a potential.
Je vous ai donné une potentiel.
For immortality.
D'immortalité.
I've given you a potential.
Je vous ai donné le potentiel.
For perfection.
De perfection.
I've given you a potential.
Je vous ai donné le potentiel.
For glory.
De la gloire.
I've given you a potential.
Je vous ai donné le potentiel.
To beat the devil down.
De vaincre le diable.
I've given you a potential.
Je vous ai donné le potentiel.
To bring deliverance to Congo.
I'm
giving you a seed. What to do with that seed? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Depends on you.
Depend de toi.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, when a seed is given to you,
si, quand une semence t'est donnée,
that seed was planted inside you.
Ça a été planté en toi.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It now becomes your own responsibility.
Ça devient ta responsabilité.
To nurture that seed.
De l'arroser.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Until that seed grows. And becomes a tree of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When it becomes a tree of life, men will come and eat from that tree. That's your life. He said the tree will bear 12 manner of fruits. One fruit every month. Praise the name of the Lord. What does that mean? It means according to the need.
C'est-à-dire, selon le besoin.
Whatever be the need of the person,
quoi que ce soit le besoin de la personne,
your life will produce that fruit.
Ta vie va produire le fruit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When somebody comes to you,
quelqu'un vient à toi,
he has a need.
Il a un besoin.
Your life is able to produce,
ta vie est capable de produire,
that which will solve that need.
Ce qui va satisfaire cet besoin.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes you have a situation around you.
Et des fois, tu as une situation autour de toi.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It could be a problem.
Ça
And what you need is patience.
Et ce que tu dois avoir, c'est la patience.
Your tree produces patience.
Ton arbre produit la patience.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody offends you.
Quelqu'un t'offense.
What you need is forgiveness.
Ce que tu dois donner, c'est le.
Your tree produces forgiveness.
Ton arbre produit la patience.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whatever be the need.
Quoi que ce soit le besoin.
The tree produces that.
L'arbre.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Because a seed has been given.
Parce
to you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It also becomes your ministry.
Ça devient ton ministère.
To give seed to the sower.
De donner la graine au semeur.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And to give bread to the eater.
Et donner le pain au mangeur.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus came and he took his word. And he gave it to his disciples. He taught them.
Cette parole à ses disciples.
He put that word into action.
Il a transformé cette parole en action.
And they saw God walking.
Il a vu Dieu marcher.
He said, this thing I have done to you.
Il a dit ce que je vous ai fait.
Do it unto others.
Faire aux autres.
He is committing something to you.
Il te donne quelque chose, il te confie quelque chose.
That the Father has committed to him.
Le Père lui a confié.
He says, as the Father sent me. So I send you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So brethren, what I'm trying to tell you is that there is something inside you. For before now, we've looked at ourselves the way the world looked at us. In the world, we assess people. We assess people. Based on the outward circumstances.
Nous sommes définis par les circonstances externes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We know rich men.
Nous connaissons les hommes riches.
We know poor men.
Nous connaissons les hommes pauvres.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We know those who work with Monuk.
Nous connaissons ceux qui travaillent.
Hallelujah. Amen. And those who are pushing, what do people call that?
Ceux qui poussent les
chubolo.
Chubolo.
Chukulu.
Okay, those who push chukulu. Okay, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we assess people. You know, in that category. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't that how we know it? We know those who are professors of, Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And we know those who are advocates. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God does not see that way.
Dieu ne le voit pas comme ça.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God does not see that way.
Dieu ne voit pas tout cela.
One of the things God will do also this week is that we see ourselves the way God sees us. Praise the name of the Lord. It will affect the way you respond to this life. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, when Elizabeth was barren, she was not barren. It was people that say she was barren.
Yeah, c'est des gens qui disaient qu'elle était stérile.
Because they saw her with the natural eyes.
Parce qu'ils la regardaient d'un œil naturel.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As far as God was concerned,
selon Dieu,
she was the mother of John.
C'était la mère de John.
Even when John had not yet come out.
John n'était pas encore sorti.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
At the right time,
au moment donné,
John came.
John est venu.
So they said, it is now, she's now 6 months.
On a dit, maintenant elle est 6 months.
Pregnant. Whom men called barren. Praise the name of the Lord. Men called her barren. Praise the name of the Lord. Men called many things. Praise the name of the Lord. And we have learned to regard ourselves based on what the world, the standard of the world. May God open our eyes to see who we are. May God open your eyes to see who you are. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, while we were at the border,
we
were watching people passing and going. And we saw all kinds of people. We saw young people. We saw old people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wearing all kinds of things. And so I'm just looking at them. And I said, who told this young girl that you need to shave your eyebrow, put the thing like this, and put it in like this? Do you understand? To look beautiful. You understand the point? But you see that the world has told them a lie. That this is what makes you beautiful. And they believe it.
praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are we together? They are believing something that the world is saying. And they are not seeing what God is saying. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Today, we are going to begin to see ourselves the way God sees us.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You must see what God sees.
Tu vas voir ce que Dieu voit.
Praise the name of the Lord. And then you must also say what God says. A couple of weeks ago, a week ago, I was praying and the Lord showed me something from the scriptures. Praise the name of the Lord. Of Adam. And the Bible said that God formed animals out of the earth. Formed. He just molded them and brought them to Adam. To see what Adam will call them. And he said, whatever Adam called that animal, that was the name of that
animal.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And God began to show me something from there. God will raise up different circumstances. He will raise up different situations and allow them to come your way. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, some of those animals are wild beasts.
Lion,
tiger, leopard, snake.
Serpent.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
Whatever Adam said, this is your name. That's the name of that. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You see, what somebody says is trouble. A situation. Somebody said, this is trouble. I said, no, this is a blessing. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I mean it.
Et tu dois croire.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You name it.
Tu dois lui donner le nom.
Jabez was born.
Jabez a été...
The mother called him Jabez.
Sa maman lui appelait Jabez.
Because she birthed him through much trouble.
Parce qu'elle a accouché par beaucoup de problèmes.
Jabez said, no, that's not my name.
Jabez a dit, ça c'est pas mon nom.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Benjamin was born,
quand Benjamin est né,
the labor was so much. The travail was so much.
Était dur.
The mother called him Benoni. The son of my sorrow.
The fils de mon
Hallelujah. But God, the father said, no, that's not his name.
Son père a dit, non,
his name is Benjamin.
Son nom est Benjamin.
The son of my right hand.
Le fils de ma main droite.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So when the devil brings something across to you,
quand l'ennemi apporte quelque chose,
he brings it for evil.
Il amène pour la méchanceté.
But you see, you can name that thing. I say, this sickness is unto death. But that the glory of God might be revealed.
Hallelujah.
So you name it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So name is very important.
Le nom est très important.
And that's why God says he will call you by a new name. Praise the name of the Lord. That new name is actually the original name. It was the name he gave you before you came into this world. And then you allowed the world to name you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God wants to change that name again. You have to find out your original name and begin to carry that name. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your nation is not Congo.
La nation
The way Moses thought he was an Egyptian,
Moïse a pensé qu'il était Égyptien,
is the way you think you're a Congolese.
C'est comme ça que tu penses que tu es Congolais.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Don't allow the environment of Congo to form you.
Ne permets pas l'environnement du Congo de te former.
Don't allow the customs of Congo to form you.
Ne permets pas aux coutumes de Congo de te modeler.
Don't allow the spirit that have ruled over this land to rule over you.
Ne permets pas aux esprits qui ont régné sur ce pays de régner sur.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Find out your real name.
Découvre ton propre nom
and begin to answer that name.
Et commence à répondre à son nom.
Don't answer any other name. If they call you son of sorrow, that's not your name.
N'accepte pas tout autre nom. Si on t'appelle fils de problème.
Whatever the world is trying to label you,
ce que le monde est en train de t'appeler,
trying to force you to become like that,
forcer à devenir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No.
N'accepte pas.
God says, as the rain comes down from heaven,
Dieu dit, comme la pluie tombe,
you came from hell. You didn't come from the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a heavenly purpose attached to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a divine plan attached to you. Don't allow the world to mold you. Some people think in their mind that they are failures. Because they have not reached certain standards that the world has set. Find out what God's plan is for you. Your life will not be a failure. It is God that determines who is a success and who is a failure. The rich man was considered a success here. When the reality was manifested, he was a failure. Lazarus was considered a failure. But when the reality was manifested, the thing has changed. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So God is saying to us tonight, the way the rain comes down is the way God sent you into this world. And as you are returning back to the Father, you are not supposed to return empty. You are not supposed to return void of the life of God. Your vessel here must be filled with Christ. That's one of your main purpose for being here. How much of Christ have you acquired? How full is your vessel? How empty is your vessel? Praise the name of the Lord. Are we going to return to him void? He said that the earth was without form and void. Man had lost the image in the mind of God. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to change that. And change our nature. To be conformed to the image of Christ. This is why we are gathered here. And brethren, tonight, the word that God brings to us will not return to him void. Every time God speaks, there is a divine thought embedded in that word. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And you must respond to that thought. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And God will teach us this weekend how to make that response. So that what God has spoken will not return void. You see, there is something about the word of God. It comes down. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, because it will not go back empty, it keeps moving around. Looking for somebody who will believe that word. That word keeps, it will never return void. That's why if the church in Congo, if the church that God has called out in Goma, you refuse to fulfill that purpose, you allow strife, bickering, quarreling, and all petty carnal earthly things to stop that purpose. This purpose of God here, somebody else will fulfill it. And you will be abandoned. Because the world will not return void. It will find somebody who will believe it. Who will lay down his petty problems. Who will lay down the petty issues. You know, God called Moses. Moses said, I'm a stammerer. You know that I'm not a stammerer. He was allowing certain personal issues to thwart the purpose and plan of God. Praise the name of the Lord. God says, I will give you a helper. And God sent
Aaron.
Today we have the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we're going to see this weekend, the place of the Holy Spirit to help us to accomplish this divine purpose. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will help you. But if you step out of the way, you know, Mordecai said to Esther, he said, it is because of this purpose that God brought you and raised you up to a place of prominence. Don't end up just thinking about yourself. If you refuse to step out, deliverance will arrive from another quarter. But as for you, you'll be destroyed. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't think Esther was the most beautiful woman in the whole of Persia. But the Lord clothed her with something unique. That the king saw her once, and he forgot every other woman. Praise the name of the Lord. There is something that makes you unique. It's not your personal intelligence. It's not how beautiful you think you are. There is a seed that God has put inside you. Don't go to the grave with it. Don't allow little issues to thwart the purpose of God. The purpose of God cannot be thwarted. But God can take you out of the way.
Amen.
See, this word will not return void. If God says, I will have a church in Congo, I will have a church in Goma, there is no power of hell that can stop it. The only thing is that He will find others who will do it. But that word can never return void. It will certainly be fulfilled. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The original people that came out of Egypt were not the people that entered. Do you understand the point? But the word of the Lord was fulfilled. He brought the people out. There were two at least who came out. You know, two means a corporateness, a witness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They came out, they entered. The rest, they perished in the wilderness. These things are given to us as examples. They show us patterns for God, how God works. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So the Lord says to you, this word I have spoken to the people of Goma, it will not return void. You either decide to be the instrument with which I will do it, or the Lord says, I will put you aside. Hallelujah. The Lord spoke to Moses.
He
said, step aside, let me wipe this people out. And out of you I will make a great nation. My purpose must be accomplished. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God has put a seed inside me. I have decided that that seed will not return void. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You see, when God made you, praise the name. What's the time, please?
It's gone. Go 1 hour. It's 7.
Okay, 7 o'clock. Okay, I'm coming. I want to round up. I want to round up. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, we're going to talk a lot about the purpose, the will, and the calling of God. Because many of us do not understand.
Nous ne comprenons pas.
That's why there's no sense of purpose around us. There is not that consciousness that God has committed something upon me. No, Paul knew what God put upon him. And whether they flogged him 39 lashes, whether he was shipwrecked, that is, his ship was destroyed in the water. He did not allow it to stop the heavenly vision. I want to ask you a question. What is driving you? What is your motivation? What is it that determines your decisions and your choices? Is it the things around you? This person stepped on my toes. This person called me an idiot. So I have nothing to do with him or her. Is that what is driving you? If that is what is driving you, you will be a storm tossed to and fro. Your life will have no direction. The enemy will blow you like this and blow you like that. You will end up your life accomplishing nothing. But Paul said no. There is something that the Lord showed me. He said, for this purpose, Paul, I have raised you up. To turn men from darkness unto light. To turn men from the power of Satan to the power of God. I've given, committed a word unto you. Take this word and give it to faithful men. Who will in turn give it to others? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But there is a purpose. We were not here for ourselves.
Nous ne sommes pas ici pour nous-mêmes.
Nobody consulted you before you were born into this world. Somebody put you here for his own purpose. If you end up living your life for your own purpose, then your life would have been a waste. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So as we spend time to reflect this week, may the Lord begin to put something upon your head. May he put a burden upon your shoulder. As you walk, you realize that you are carrying a load.
And
that load, you must deliver it. You must fulfill your calling. You must fulfill the purpose of God in your life. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So every soul, every spirit, everybody, praise the name of the Lord. If assuming that I die today, my body returns to the dust. My spirit returns to God.
Mon esprit retourne à Dieu.
But you see, when my spirit is returning, the heavens are looking.
Les cieux regardent.
Is he coming back alone?
Est-ce qu'il vient tout seul?
Or is he carrying a bride?
Ou est-ce qu'il porte
son... My soul must follow my spirit back to God.
Ton âme doit suivre ton esprit, doit accompagner ton esprit.
That is the purpose for which God gave me my spirit.
L'objectif pour lequel Dieu m'a donné.
To woo my soul.
Mon esprit.
Woo my soul.
Pour
so that the soul says, I want to go up.
Okay, mon âme dit, je veux me lever, je veux monter.
I don't want to go down.
Je veux pas aller, descendre.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when the spirit is returning, carrying a bride,
si l'esprit retourne, porta,
the heavens rejoice.
Les cieux rejouissent.
Because he did not return
void. Il n'est pas rentré vite, il a accompli.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So he that went forth,
celui qui est sorti,
weeping, carrying precious seed. When he's returning, he's returning with the harvest. May my life yield a harvest. May my being here on this earth fulfill the purpose for which I was created. And I pray that the Spirit of God this weekend will brood upon us. And woo us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The way Abraham's servant wooed the woman. And she said, I will go with this
et
man.
Dit, avec
praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Let that be our choice.
Que ça soit notre choix.
Let that be our decision.
Que cela soit notre décision.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
I wanted to ask something from 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. So, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart.
Amen. Et le dernier dit à Samuel, ne prends point garde à son apparence et à la hauteur de sa taille, car je l'ai rejeté. L'Éternel ne considère pas ce que l'homme considère. L'homme regarde à ce qui est à ceux qui frappent les yeux. Mais l'Éternel regarde au cœur.
Amen. So, this scripture, I believe it summarizes the burden that God has for us for this this time of our visit.
Cette visite, je pense que cette écriture est le résumé de ce que Dieu a porté comme pardon sur nous.
And I believe it summarizes what Brother Berry was talking about. About our purpose and our calling.
Appel.
Because in the things of God, there are two dimensions. There are two things that God is looking at.
Il y a deux dimensions dans les choses de Dieu. Et deux choses que Dieu regarde.
The outward, the physical outward appearance.
Okay, physique, l'apparence extérieure,
and
que...
then the inward.
Ce qui est à l'intérieur.
The physical, the natural world makes you believe that it is only what you see naturally that's important.
Le monde physique t'amène à croire que c'est seulement ce que tu vois de tes yeux qui est important.
And they make us forget that there is a spiritual dimension.
And but God knows that every man has two parts.
Dieu sait que tout, chaque homme a deux parties.
The outward and the inward.
L'extérieur et l'intérieur.
You know, and man, you know, is interested with the outward.
L'homme est intéressé par l'extérieur.
And we ourselves, we are also interested in the outward.
Nous aussi, nous sommes intéressés par l'extérieur.
But what makes you a spiritual person is
et
when
amen.
You begin to consider the inward dimensions, the, you know, the things about the heart, the things about your soul, about your spirit.
C'est ce qui t'amène à voir ce qui est à l'intérieur, les choses qui sont dans l'âme, les choses qui sont dans ton cœur.
In the church today, the church is preoccupied with the outward physical things.
L'église aujourd'hui est préoccupée par tout ce qui est extérieur.
The outward prosperity.
La prospérité extérieure.
There is poverty and hunger.
Et la pauvreté et la faim.
And sickness and disease.
Et les maladies.
Death and suffering.
Et la souffrance et la
in
mort.
Goma.
À Goma.
In Congo.
Au Congo.
In all over Africa.
Partout en Afrique.
You know, so the devil has designed a gospel that is good for Africa.
Le diable a écrit sa propre
And that gospel is the gospel of prosperity.
C'est l'évangile de la prospérité.
You know, and it's very easy to preach prosperity.
C'est très facile de prêcher la prospérité.
You sow and you reap.
Tu sèmes et tu récoltes.
And you are a sweatless winner.
Et tu ne fais rien, mais
God wants to make you a champion.
Dieu veut te faire champion.
Who is a champion?
Qui est champion?
A rich man.
Un homme riche.
A man that has money.
Un homme qui a l'argent.
He has beaucoup, beaucoup dollars. Hein? He has beaucoup
de
dollars.
De dollars.
Beaucoup food.
Beaucoup de la nourriture.
Beaucoup enjoyment.
Beaucoup de plaisir.
You know, the children, God has blessed them beaucoup, beaucoup.
Dieu lui a donné beaucoup d'enfants.
So everything is physical.
Tout est physique.
You have a good job.
Y a un bon boulot.
Good family.
Bon famille.
You know, there is no sickness in the family.
Il n'y a pas de maladie dans la famille.
You know, it's all on the outward.
Tout ce qui est à l'extérieur.
That is not spirituality.
Ce n'est pas spirituel.
You know, and in the eyes of God, it doesn't amount to anything.
Devant les yeux de Dieu, cela ne signifie rien.
And that is not the church that Jesus Christ is building.
Jésus-Christ est en train de construire.
You know, because the church that God is building must begin from the heart.
Doit commencer dans le cœur.
Okay, in fact, Jesus told them, one young man came, he said, Lord, what is the greatest commandment? What did Jesus say to him? He says, you will love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. See, that is the first and the greatest commandment. You know, so Jesus told him that a man's life does not is not measured, does not consist by, you know, how fine or how the abundance, the things you have naturally. So my measure before God is not how beautiful I am, or how I dress. Men wear cotton. That's the dress men put on. God puts on glory, a light. So your dress means nothing to God. Amen. So the thing is, what kind of, you know, what are you wearing? You know? The outward man wears a dress.
L'homme
externe porte les habits. But I want you to know that your inward man also has a dress.
Vous devez savoir que l'homme interne est habillé aussi.
The outward man is clothed with, you know, physical clothes.
L'homme externe porte les habits physiques.
The Bible says God has clothed himself with light.
La parole dit
and with glory.
Il s'est habillé de la lumière et de la gloire.
So men sew dress and they wear.
Les hommes coudent les habits et ils portent.
The inward man also clothes himself with the works of the heart. It's what comes out from your heart that covers you.
L'homme interne il est conduit par les œuvres de son cœur.
So out of the heart, Bible says, proceed evil thoughts.
Donc du fond du cœur vient les
proceed murders, adultery. And those things, they cover you. They clothe you. They define your nature, your identity. Amen. So God, that's what God is looking at. He's not looking at the physical clothes you're wearing. He's not looking at whether you're eating today or you didn't eat tomorrow. You know? And that is what he was saying here, that man does not see as God sees. Man's mind has fallen. In the sense, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. You know, and when God made man originally, the man God made, his thought was very high. But when sin came, man fell. And man has been falling since that time. And in the world today, man is still falling. So, if you follow the world, you will find yourself going more and more and more and more and more away from God. You know, and the church today is not listening to God. It's following its own thoughts. It's following the thoughts and the principles of the world. The Bible says that the kingdom of God does not consist in eating and drinking, but in righteousness and power in the Holy Ghost.
Le royaume de Dieu n'est pas fait de boire et de manger, mais de sainteté
so,
et de puissance de sainteté et de justice.
Yes. So my burden is on this inward man.
Mon fardeau est sur cet homme interne.
What plan does God have for the inward man? Because this outward man is a house. Just like this maison, this physical brick and mortar of Goma. It's a physical house for this physical body. But I want you to know that your soul is not dwelling in this body. Your soul dwells in a spiritual realm. And it is that soul that I want to talk about. You know, the Bible says in somewhere in the book of Mark, it says, what shall it profit a man to gain all the world and to lose their soul?
La parole dit que dans le en Marc, qu'est-ce que profitera un homme de perdre son âme et de gagner tout le monde?
God is a spirit.
Dieu est un esprit.
And God made you a spiritual being. God made you a spiritual being. Because you are created in the image of God.
Tu as été créé dans l'image de Dieu.
Your mind cannot dwell in this house.
Tes pensées ne peuvent pas vivre dans cette maison.
Your mind is everywhere.
Tes pensées sont partout.
Because it dwells in heaven. In the realm of the spirit. Because your mind was created to be like the mind of God. But your mind can rebel away from God. Go far, 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 far from God. Or your mind can be joined unto God. Amen. And the church of today has, in his own mind, has wandered far away from God. Say, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. You know? And the Bible says that God does not see as man sees. You know, the you're able to function naturally because you can see. Your body sees.
Le corps voit.
Your body hears.
Ton corps entend.
If you do not see and if you do not hear, you cannot relate to the physical.
Et je ne vois pas, je ne peux pas avoir une relation.
I also want you to know that in the spirit,
dans l'esprit,
the soul, your mind sees and also hears.
Tes pensées voient et ils entendent aussi.
In the spirit, there is seeing and there is hearing. In the spirit, there is seeing and there is hearing.
Dans l'esprit, tu entends et tu vois.
There are voices in the spirit.
Il y a les voix dans l'esprit.
So that in the spirit you can hear.
Dans l'esprit, tu vas entendre.
There are things happening in the spirit so that in the spirit you can see.
Il y a des choses qui se passent dans l'esprit, comme ça tu peux voir.
That is the reality.
C'est ça la réalité.
The man God made.
De l'homme que Dieu a créé.
Now, whether you are a believer or not,
si tu es croyant ou pas,
you have, there's a spiritual reality of you.
Il y a une réalité spirituelle de toi.
And it is that spiritual reality we want to talk about. And it is that spiritual reality that makes you who you are. So, this body is given to help that spiritual reality in you express itself on the earth. Amen. So, the church is doing its own things.
L'église fait sa propre
chose. It's preaching its own doctrine.
L'église fait sa propre doctrine.
And it is not preparing the people of God for the reality.
Elle ne prépare pas le peuple de Dieu pour
of overcoming.
De vaincre.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." So in this goma that you are in, there are spiritual battles going on. And that battle is the battle of your soul with the spirit that dwell in goma. With the spirit that function in your family. With the spirit that function in your tribe. With the spirit that functions in your nation. And the Bible says you must be first a witness where in Jerusalem. You must overcome in Jerusalem. If you do not overcome in your own situation, then you, like I said, you are failed. In God's purpose for you. Even Jesus had to begin his ministry from his own Jerusalem. He went back to Galilee and started. From Galilee, his fame began to spread. So, God has called us to be overcomers. You must overcome the spirit in your family. You must overcome the spirit in your tribe. You must overcome the spirit in your nation. That is why God called you. You know. So this weekend we are going to, look at things that will help us to overcome. How can we overcome? What are the things that will build us up to overcome? One of the spirits that you must overcome is the spirit of division. The spirit of division and strife and contentions. And contention. It's one of the spirits that rule the strife. They rule in the Goma area. Because there's always conflict. I hear there was a conflict a few weeks ago, a few days ago. You may give it a good reason. We have a good reason to have conflict. That may be political conflict. But how about the spiritual conflict. Bible says that, you know, that you have contention one with another. You know, and you may excuse it and say, well, I have a good reason, you know, to disagree or to do this or to do that. But if you look inward, you find that it is a spirit. You know, we come from Nigeria because in Nigeria there's a lot of conflict. We have over 400 tribes and languages in Nigeria. Is that possible? Well, I don't know how many you are. So don't tell me about it. I'm telling you about my own. So you can see Congo and Nigeria are brothers. That's why God sent us from Nigeria to you, because we are brothers in this spirit. And God is teaching us to overcome divisions. God is teaching us to submit one to another. To overcome divisions. And God is teaching us to submit. So in everyone here, every a believer has the spirit of Christ. When I submit to, we are called to submit to the Christ in one another. To respect the Christ in one another. So when we come together, there is Christ in me. That expression of Christ in me is not perfect.
L'expression de Christ en moi n'est pas parfait.
There is Christ in my brother.
Christ en mon frère.
That expression of Christ in my brother is not perfect.
Cette manifestation de Christ en mon frère n'est pas parfaite.
Then there is Christ in Jesus.
Et puis il y a Christ en Jésus.
And Jesus said, when you gather together, I am there.
Et Jésus dit, là où vous êtes
réunis, je suis. But that Christ is perfect.
So Christ est parfait.
So we have perfection.
Donc nous avons la perfection.
Amen. So if the Christ is the means of means to Jesus,
si le Christ en moi se soumet,
and my brother is submitted to Jesus,
et mon frère se soumet à Jésus,
perfect in the church. Amen. Very easy.
Amen.
Amen. So I have to separate my own mind from the mind of Christ. I have to separate the mind of Christ in my brother from his own natural mind.
Amen.
And so, so Bible says, "Know we no man after the flesh." So we do not relate to one another in the flesh. So in the church, you look at the tabernacle, gold touches gold, not wood to wood. So in the tabernacle, gold covers the wood.
The
tabernacle is made of wood. But it's covered with gold. What is he saying? So you are wood. I am wood. There is a Christ in me. There is a Christ in you. So if I hide my wood under Christ, if you hide your wood under Christ, it will be gold to gold. Amen. No strife, no contention. And that is the overcoming the church in Goma must have. Nobody would overcome for you. You must overcome. And you have very little time to do it. You have very little time. Because trouble is coming. There will be a time when you will not have the opportunity to overcome. If you don't overcome now. If you miss it now, you will not have opportunity to go back. Don't think that this word you are hearing, you will continue to hear it. There will be a time when it will not be possible for us to come. So it is the word you have received that you have to live out. Ronald is here now, isn't it? You're only here for about 3 days, isn't it? After this, Et travailler tout mal. Amen. But there was a time when he was here. So when God sends a word to you, you receive it. You have to bring it in to build up the Christ in you. Amen. So Christ is given to you as a seed. You must water it. You must grow it. So Paul says, I labor again until Christ be formed again in you. So tomorrow we'll talk about it. When Christ comes into you, what is the process? How does that Christ in you change you? Change that inward man. Amen. Amen. So man is made up of body, spirit, and soul. The spirit and the soul form what they call the inward man. And that is what is important to God. Because this body is getting tired. One day to say, I'm tired. Sickness and disease. Because of what the old, what the inward man was doing, the body is tired. Dust to dust. But that inward man lives forever. Amen. So we must be spiritual people. By the way, if you do not build up your inward man, it's going to darkness. The Bible said that, say, behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. So this inward man is born in darkness, is already taking it over. Every day is becoming more and more dark.
Eh?
The nature of man every day becoming darker and darker and darker.
Amen.
So if you do not take drastic action to change that inward man, and he says, I will put my law in the inward man. That is the New Testament. And the New Testament church is not doing that. The New Testament church is about food for the belly, dress for the outward man, the work the outward man will do. Doctor is not from the inward man. Ce n'est pas inward man. Amen. It's for the flesh. It says the body for food, the food for body. Two of them are going down.
Amen.
What matters is that inward man, that inward, the affairs and the business of the world. So we are going to close up here now. This is just an introduction to bring the burden that God has for us for this weekend, and for us to prepare. That should be a preparation from you. Say, God, do something in my inward man. In fact, the Bible calls it circumcise my heart. The Bible says he is not a Jew that is one outwardly. The Jew is what? Is the inward man. Isn't that 1 Corinthians 2?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And there is the circumcision of the heart, not of the flesh. Amen. In Israel, the way you are circumcised in your flesh, you are Israelite. But in heaven, it is when your heart is circumcised that you become a child of God. That you become a son of God. And God is looking for sons of God in Goma. Ugoma. Sons of God, Agoma. That is what God sent this word. God is sent this word to look for sons in Goma. And the sons of God in Goma must overcome the spirits of Goma in their soul. Because the soul is a house of spirits. We will look at it tomorrow. So we thank God for giving us this opportunity to be here. You know, and for, you know, spreading this table before us. I believe that there is a feast that God is going to roll out for us. You know, sending strength and energy and encouragement. I will beg you, prepare yourself to meet God. Say, God, I want to meet you this weekend. I want you to touch my life this weekend. Not dollar, but oil. Amen. Because the wise virgin must have where? Oil where? In the vessel. Because midnight is coming. In fact, that trumpet of midnight is already sounding. If you haven't heard it, I have heard it. He says, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Amen. So that means time is very short. The door will soon close. And when the door closes, it's judgment time. They will say, how much oil do you have inside there? When you say, how much dress do you have? How much food do you eat? How much this is? How much money do you have in your bank? No important. What is important is the oil. And that oil is the nature of Christ that is within. And you, every one of us, must determine that I will put aside every distraction. I must put aside my distractions. I must put away my mind. And I want Christ. The church in Goma must determine to seek Christ. I want Christ in my brother. We want to hear the voice of Christ. It's not my opinion. It is the opinion of Christ. There are two different things. I think the church should do so and so. It's different from the Lord said the church should do so and so. We run the church and this is my opinion. No. It's not your opinion is not important. My opinion is not important. What is important is what is God saying in this situation. And you know, Jesus has not gone on leave. He is even here this evening. So if he's here this evening, why don't you say, Lord, what should we do? What do I do? Amen. So it's so easy. The head is of the church is here. All I need to do is to submit to him. I say, Lord, what are you saying? Regarding night vigils, how should we do it? Regarding fellowships, how should we do it? How many times should we gather? You know, how do we arrange our business? You know, how do we do things so that it will be convenient for us? He is here. So it's not my mind, it is the Lord's mind. Amen. So sometimes my mind can interject. I have to be spiritual to withdraw my mind and submit to the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ may be from one little boy or one little girl, but it's the mind of Christ. Amen. Because when Christ speaks, the Christ in you will agree with it. It's so easy. There's a witness. The Spirit of God will witness through the Spirit of God in that person. So that is what God is saying. Amen. So it's so easy to walk in Christ. But it's also very difficult when we walk in the flesh. And the Corinthian church was walking the flesh. Say, I am of Paul. I am of Apollos. I am of this. Because they were looking at the natural. He said, Paul said, it's Christ divided. There's only one Christ. Amen. And that Christ is in every one of us. So if we put down self and bring up Christ, our unity will be in Christ. Not in pride. Because this one may be all those tribes of Congo, isn't it? Okay. It's not important. What is important is Christ, the tribe of Christ. Psalm 122 says that in Jerusalem that the tribes of the Lord go up to the Lord. Don't you understand? There are tribes in the Lord. God brings people from different experiences. Amen. And he brings them together in Christ. So of course we are armed robbers. God is bringing you for that point. So who we are you know, like Rahab, prostitutes, God will bring them. Some people are coming from poverty, God will bring you. So, God is bringing the tribes of the world. People come from their circumstances. They say, we'll come to Zion. Hallelujah. So, the overriding vision is Zion, Christ. Paul said that when I came, I did. So Paul said, when I came, I preached only Christ and Him crucified. That is the only grammar that we know. It's Christ. Amen. So whether I am professor or is lawyer, it's not important. There's only one thing. What is it? Christ. Amen. Whether you are male or female, ce n'est pas important. What is important is Christ. Yes. Amen. So, Christ is the common currency. It's so easy. You don't need to go to school to have Christ. You don't need money to have Christ. You don't need to. What is so, so in the spirit, you have oneness. And you know, and so the devil will send that the spirit, in God, this, those spirits, they will send to you the spirit of division. And that door opens. That door opens. When we shift our eye from Christ. So you say, looking unto Jesus. You understand? So when your gaze is no longer of Jesus, you begin to see Goma, Kalenji, Kikuyu. You begin to, you understand? Amen. But when you are in Christ, Kukuyu and Bakongo, all those things, they dissolve. Hallelujah. And you have one current. So in this room, there is only Christ. Not Nigeria or Congo or Sierra Leone. So, you know, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Tous rapidement, nous courons derrière le temps. Nous allons dire un grand merci au Seigneur pour la parole qui a été donnée ce soir.
Nous voyons encore besoin donc de Papa Anderson, parce que nous n'avons pas prié si nous n'avons pas bien compris la parole.
Je n'ai pas encore terminé. Les zones d'ombre, nous allons les mettre sur papier demain.